Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club, episode number 10. My name is Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
Ben Price? No.
Ben Ventura?
Yeah, I was.
I wonder what
I could.
What else could I call myself?
Ben Finkel.
Ben Finkel. You would be Finkel.
Ben Finkel.
Or Ben Marino.
Ben Marino. That's a great name. Great. Ben Marino. I'm changing it to Ben Marino forever.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and educate each other on films. It's all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we suggest a film for the other to watch in order to educate them. The beauty of our podcast is all you need to do to join in is watch along with the film and then join us every Thursday. This week's film is my choice, and it is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. But before we get into talking about that, it is a new year.
Yeah.
I'm assuming loads has happened in the time. We haven't spoke all year.
I've got a year's worth of stories.
What's going on, Ben? Start us off.
Nothing.
New Year's Eve. We just watched Jules Holland.
Do you know what we watched? Our movie. The Fugitive. Harrison Ford.
Oh, it's very good.
Very good.
Not seeing it.
It's really good. We went past 12 on it. Got to half 12.
Did you pause the film and do Happy New Year? Or did you watch the film all the way through? What's the protocol?
They forgot. And about 10 past 12, I went, oh, Happy New Year. And it was just at the good bit where Harrison... It's a good film, actually, Coles.
He's going to jump. He's going to do the jump.
Yeah, jump off the dam. And so the kids were full in it. They went, yeah, Dad, yeah. Happy 21. And then let's get back. The dog didn't even look up.
No fireworks.
I think it was a bit flat, wasn't it? We changed tiers. Mm. We moved up, thank you, in the charts. We moved up a tier in the charts. It was like the top 40.
It's the ultimate kicker for us as well now, Ben, because Christmas is over, the holiday season's ended. Today, you know, we have to travel back to work and we're going to tier 4. Yeah.
We're going to tier 4. We're going up.
Where Jack's been there for weeks.
He's been in the wilderness.
Oh, I'm loving shopping, gym, everything.
There's no difference.
Well, there's no shops and there's no gym.
Well, isn't that the same with tier 3?
No. Oh, no. Shops are open, gym's open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's still thousands of people about.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like it's meant to be locked down, but yet you just see them all.
What, walking around, window shopping, pointing at you? There's Jack. He plays Dave. Coles, what about you? 2021? You, your mum, your dad, the dogs?
Yeah, just a quiet new year, really. A bit like everybody else. Very different to last new year. Last new year, I was at boot camp.
Was you?
Were you?
Yeah, which I kind of sat down saying, oh, I wish I'd have got myself organised and gone this year. Because that actually is a really good way to start the year.
Burpees at 12 o'clock, is it?
Literally. Well, I was in bed last year. And for the whole week, I didn't take my phone. I left my phone in the glove box of my car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was off grid. So it was very... Oh, and wow. It made me think about it. And I half wish I'd done that. But yeah, just standard, quiet. Nice to be with the family as well, knowing that I'm now ready to go back to work and, yeah, you know, we start work tomorrow, don't we? So it's all a little bit, you know, it feels like the holiday season has completely come to an end and it is time
tree
for...
Tree down? Is tree gone?
Not yet. Today. That's happening today. Oh, obviously, nothing to do with me. I just said, yeah, I don't live here anymore. I'm packing my bags.
Don't live anymore. Can you do my washing and something? Good.
Yeah, can you help me pack my suitcase?
Yeah, we're doing the tree today. Yeah, well, I mean, your tree, Jack, will just be deflated and put back into the loft.
Yeah, tree's gone. That all went yesterday.
When you...
Riveting.
Well, what? It is what it is.
Tree down now. That's it. Next year, tree down.
I enjoyed New Year. Had a little dance on New Year.
Oh, did
yeah,
you?
That was all right. Just in the house, I mean.
No, that's why I said, did you? Yeah. Like, crikey, what a club. There's only two of you. Come in. It's not full. There's only two.
I'm not a massive New Year fan.
I've always loved New Year.
Do you?
It's the old Lang Syne bit I like. And do you know why I think I like it? I think I like it because of When Harry Met Sally. You know, when he... it's really romantic. I always find New Year's Eve being very romantic.
Oh. That stopped us in our tracks, Jack. That's absolutely stopped it. I've never heard you say romantic. In all the years I've known you, I've never heard you say that.
Yeah.
Any New Year's resolutions, Shepherd?
No, I never have any.
Coulson must have some. Coulson's got some, definitely.
I wanted to obviously start swimming, didn't I? I wanted to swim every day, but they've shut the gyms.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's not happening.
How's your foot?
We're getting better.
Okay, so we can have a little run.
Maybe we'll swim in the Keys, Ben.
Do you know what? I fancy that. I fancy probably -4 or -5 swimming in Salford Keys.
People do, though. Yeah. You've seen them in that key. They do. They yeah, go for it.
We pass them, don't we, Cole, sometimes when we're having a little walk round?
Talking about how cold it is normally.
Talking about how are they doing yeah, that? And you can see their faces looking at you like, please save me.
Help.
Help. Please stop me doing this. I don't know why I'm doing it, but it looks very, very cold.
Wouldn't you need loads of injections before you get in that canal?
No, I reckon it's probably quite clean.
Do you think?
That part of the Keys is quite clean. The part of the Keys that mine and Ben's flat looks onto, that's where the shopping trolleys are.
We did look out the other day, didn't we? And I went, oh my word, the sun, it's amazing. Because I went, look at that.
Fridge.
Shopping trolley go past and then a rower. An Olympic rower went past. Could they start early, don't they? The Olympic rowers, they're on at
do,
5:30.
Yeah. Yeah, that is early doors.
You don't want that as a sport, do you? You want basketball, something inside.
Yeah. No, for me, 2021 is probably the year of the house. Bought my first house, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to do that up. And with the help, obviously, Ben's a fabulous carpenter and Jack's a great painter and decorator.
Do you know what? If you don't need to look any further than us two for DIY, we are always got a hammer or a drill in our hand. It'd be like that. What's that show they're bringing back?
DIY SOS.
DIY SOS. And we found Coulson. It's his first house and we're about to ruin it. Take the stairs out. Lose all your bedrooms. Just one big room. No kitchen and a loo.
It'd be a great Sofa Cinema Club special, wouldn't it? Sofa Cinema Club, 60-minute makeover. Do the whole house in 60 minutes. Move in the next day.
Do you know what would be great? Is eventually, when this all gets sorted, we can have our first ever watch in your house, Coulson.
First film watch back together.
When you've taken a wall out and the whole side of your house is a cinema with three chairs.
No, it is. It's very exciting. It's all very new to me. It's been very stressful. But yeah, 2021, the year of the house and the year of the Sofa Cinema Club. There's plenty more to come for us. Starting off with Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I'm interested and fascinated how you changed the title of this film. Ventura. Isn't it like Ventura Boulevard, which my brother used to live next to in LA?
Ventura.
I think.
Yeah, Ventura. Ace yeah, Ventura. And I'm
it's
saying
a good
Ace
name,
Ventura.
Isn't it? Yeah. If you were going to be a pet detective, it's a good name. Yeah. You'd never forget it.
Synopsis of Ace Ventura?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
I think it comes from Ventura Boulevard in LA. There we
Ace
go.
Ace Ventura, pet detective. Synopsis. Ace Ventura, played by Jim Carrey. Basically, the story follows a pet detective who is trying to find the missing, stolen Miami Dolphin mascot Lucky Charm that is Snowflake. Snowflake's been stolen. It's coming up to the Super Bowl, and the Miami Dolphins need him if they're going to win.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey has been hired to find him, to hunt him down, and he uses his skills as a pet detective to solve the crime and save the day. That is my synopsis.
That's very good. I like that one. I think that's your best, Coles.
Oh, starting 2021, the way I mean to. Here we go.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I said to my parents, do you want to watch the film? And they said, yeah, why not? So Dad types it in on the old TV box, and it was on Comedy Central in 10 minutes. So we sat and we watched it together as a family.
Saved yourself some Amazon Prime money then?
I must have saved myself a solid £1.50 maybe.
No, I think we got it at
£3.50 or something, wasn't it?
£3.50? Yeah.
Absolute bargain.
I don't think we've got Comedy Central.
It used to be on Netflix. I don't know why Netflix keep on putting films on then deleting them.
Well, there's only so much they can have on, Jack.
Really? Surely it's just a bit of data that they just type and go, yeah.
They've also done that thing where they realised you can have too much choice, don't they? Maybe they only buy certain films for a certain amount of time.
That's maybe, yeah, they only last certain...
Aren't most of Jim Carrey's films, aren't most of them on Amazon Prime now? Hasn't he got some...
No, there's a lot that's on Netflix still.
Is it? Because I thought it was all like Netflix were Adam Sandler.
Oh, they did do a deal with him, didn't they?
Yeah.
So you sat down. Now, have your parents seen it before?
Mum claims she hadn't. I think the first time I must have watched it was with my dad.
And it must be your sister's favourite film because she's a vet.
That and Dr. Doolittle, a crossover between the two. So the film starts off as this opening scene where we meet Ace, a character who we think starts off as a delivery man, don't we? A delivery man wearing a fat suit is what it seems to be.
Yeah.
And he's not doing a very good job at keeping the fragile parcel.
Well, what's great is while he's smashing it up, and he looks like he's enjoying smashing it up, so you can't quite get in your head. What's he up to?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Yeah.
And I'm amazed that box stays together, because he absolutely rocks
it. Yeah, he does, and kicks it all around.
I love the bit where he kind of accidentally drops it and goes back for it. Goes, oh!
I like it in the lift.
He's good, isn't he? Good.
He puts the box in the lift, and the lift doors jam on it, and he keeps pulling it out. But it's all like a bit of a plot, isn't it? Basically, because he has to get the guy to sign the insurance form. And as the guy is signing the insurance form, he does the old dog switcheroo. The famous trick of the dog switcheroo. Puts the dog up his t-shirt, drops a dummy dog and runs away. And that is when we realise...
If you tried to do that with Star, she'd bite your knackers off.
No, but all animals like him, doesn't it? That's why.
That's it. He can talk to the animals, can't he?
That's when we realise that he actually is a pet detective and he's been missioned to find this dog. One of the weird things about this film, actually, there's a few weird things watching it back. He never gets paid.
Yeah, I did think that. I did think that.
He just seems to have sexual relationships favors with women. Yeah. Like, that's not... No wonder he can't pay his rent.
That was awkward, actually. I was watching it with my daughter and I went, oh, straight off, he's paid in a sexual favour. I'm like, well, that's a bit awkward. And he gets swung around.
Is that the blowjob scene?
Yeah, and he gets swung around. I was like, okay.
There are. I'll put it out there because this is a thing we often talk about. Has this film aged well?
Yes, I think it's fine.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do, because it's silly and based on him.
Yeah, it's the Jim Carrey aspect that makes it viable. Because I thought, aside from him, it wasn't as funny as I remembered it being.
Well, no, he's all the jokes, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is all, and everyone else is
straight.
The straight person in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's some bad acting. The coach that gets flung off the balcony, he's horrendous.
He is pretty poor. And what's her face from Friends is in it, isn't
Courtney
she?
Cox.
Yeah.
Never watched the film.
Oh.
She had that much fun making it, she's never watched it. And apparently one day her and Jennifer Aniston had a party, a bit like we do.
Yeah.
And she brought around Ace Ventura, whereas me and Jack would bring around footballers' wives. She went, no, I don't want to watch it. I've never seen it. refused to watch it.
Why? Because she didn't like making it?
No, because she had so much fun making it.
I love watching myself on TV.
Really? You do surprise me. I'll tell you what. For this new year, let's put David's best bits from Coronation Street over 20 years.
You go on Jack's YouTube searches and it's David Platt montage.
He
sits back and watches himself.
He makes his own montage. I don't think I do watch myself at all.
So what did we like about this film?
My daughter was very into it. She's seen it a lot. And she was really into watching it with me. And I think, funny enough, I was thinking about this. At this present time when it's all a bit...
doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom. You can't go out. Actually, watching that for an hour and a half, laughing your head off. Because what's clever is... he's a pet detective, so already it's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Already it's like I love the scene where the lad is asking for his rent. And he goes, I think you've got animals in there. And he goes, no, I haven't. And he jaggles the key. And he goes in and goes, look around. And he has a little smell and he closes the door and then all the animals come out.
Yeah. When the penguins come out of the freezer, out the cat flap on the freezer. Yeah.
I think it's so silly, but so great. And I think at this time, yeah, we had a great laugh watching it. He's very good. It is based on him, like you say, Jack. It's all him. It's him pissing around, isn't it?
Well, he had to be credited for the screenplay because he ad-libbed that much and made that much up. And sometimes they would do like 12, 14-hour day filming. And then he would stay up from like 12 until 4 writing new material for the next scenes that they were filming tomorrow. And he was allowed to completely free reign, just do whatever he want. And whenever he looked at the script and he didn't think a line was funny, he would just add the word "all righty then."
All righty then.
At the end, because it was meant to be a funny line.
Already.
And he knew it wasn't going to get a laugh.
And he completely added that in, didn't he? Just himself.
And even the voice, like he said, everything. And his character, he wanted to create, base it on a bird-like animal.
Yeah, the way he moves.
The way he moves, the way he talks, even his hair, his costume had to be very tropical. So that everything was like a bird character. That was his thought process behind it. And he... he went out for dinner with Anthony Hopkins, and Anthony Hopkins was... they were talking about characters and everything, and Ace Ventura, and obviously he did Hannibal Lecter, which we've covered Silence of the Lambs on this podcast, haven't we?
We haven't, though, have we?
But then we deleted it.
No, we haven't. We don't want to talk about it.
And they were having a meal together in this fancy restaurant, and Anthony Hopkins said his idea of when creating Hannibal Lecter's character was a reptile sort of animal. And at the table, he became Hannibal Lecter while Kerry was eating his steak dinner. Said it was very surreal.
And Kerry shot back with Ace Ventura. Yeah. Back at you, Hannibal.
I loved, whenever he's driving his car, he's got his head out a window like the dog.
Yes.
It's silly, isn't it? It's silly. So if we go back to the plot of the movie... he's got to find the Miami Dolphins mascot, Snowflake. And Snowflake has been stolen and we don't know who by. So Ace's job is to kind of put everything together. And when they wrote the script, they wanted him to be a little bit like the eccentric James Bond, which is kind of what he is. And there's that scene, isn't there, at the millionaire's party, because he gets a lead.
Well, he finds the diamond, doesn't he, in the tank?
Yeah. He finds a diamond and he knows that the millionaire has bought enough stuff to move a dolphin. So he thinks, this is my lead. So he says to Courtney Cox, me and you, we're going on a date to the millionaire's house. And he goes for it. Then there's that scene with the pet shark. Which is just... I mean, it's not funny, but it is.
It is funny. It's very funny.
Like, because I was watching it and I was like, oh, I couldn't quite remember the plot of the film. And I was like, oh, well, that's got to be Snowflake. And then the next thing, you know, old Jort is trying to eat him.
And he's getting dragged around. And I do like it when he comes back out and he goes,
do not go in there.
I wouldn't go in there. And you can see the people around him, the kind of extras, have not got a clue what he's doing. Have no clue. Like, they're not at a party. They're just watching Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this before on his other films when we did that series of...
Lemony Snicket.
Yeah, Lemony Snicket. The B-roll that they have to put at the end of these films that he does because the outtakes are just as funny as the film. I imagine once you finish the film and as a director and an editor, you look at the footage and it's like, I mean, we could make a four-hour film here.
Yeah, I think that the DVD was longer than the film that went to the cinema because they put more in the DVD.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you know, like when Snowflake first goes missing and the press are there, they had the scripted bit, which is what you've seen in the film, and apparently Jim Carrey like appeared at the top of the tank and started doing this German accent saying that he was a dolphin trainer and that he'd taken him away for some elite training camp for the Super Bowl and all this and just completely lost it, went full Jim Carrey, and they just have to run with it. It must be really hard to act with.
It's quite a thing if you think that movie's plot is thin.
Yeah.
A dolphin gets stolen, you're a detective, find it.
Yeah.
And you think the whole of the film is based on what's in his head.
Yeah.
All of it, every scene.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been absolute cack. And it's him all the time with all that energy in every scene coming up with something. No wonder they paid him so much money. Because he just turns around and goes, well, the whole film is me.
Yeah.
Wasn't it directed by the director that's done loads with Jim Carrey as well in the end?
Oh, was it?
Because it wasn't meant to be him, was it? They tried so many people. It was Alan Rickman at one point.
Who's going to be the pet detective?
Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis turned it down.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I think he would have been a good pet detective.
Then they went Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh. I mean, what would you say if I'm your agent? Hi, Jack. Hi, Coulson. Long time. Pet detective, any thoughts?
No, sounds
you
awful.
Read the script?
Sounds awful.
So no from Jack? Awful.
100%. I'm well up for that. Love animals. I just know that I wouldn't be as good as Jim Carrey.
I think there was a baseball thing, isn't there, where their mascot was stolen.
In real life?
Yeah, they lost, like, it put a curse on them and they lost. They never won again.
Like the World Series or something.
Yes, it's this big thing. So I think it comes from that they think that once that dolphin goes, they'll never win again. But I think it's based on the
truth. Because it doesn't actually go too much into the superstition. Like Courtney Cox.
Can you imagine, though, at the beginning of the film, if they said, based on a true story?
True story.
You'd be like, fuck off.
We've just changed the name. He wasn't called Ace Ventura. He was called Ace M62.
It doesn't go into the superstition that much because Courtney Cox's character does mention to like the coach, he's like, you know what our players are like. They're so superstitious, we need to get the Dolphin back. But then the film isn't really about the Miami Dolphins and the Super Bowl, is it? Which might have been for financial reasons. It might have been difficult to film that. It more follows Ace and him in his detective ways. And he kind of thinks like an animal to find animals, doesn't he? That's kind of the way he does it. And he gets a lead on Finkel.
But I can't believe that he goes into the police station and they just don't think... He's an absolute fruit. Yeah. They don't throw him out. They sort of do still talk to him.
And it's a bit like he's one of them. Like he's half... Like he's not full-time, but he's part-time. We pay 0 hours contract.
And the superintendent sort of like listens to him. And you think you just tell him to...
Well, because he's been employed though, hasn't he? He has been employed like a private investigator.
By the Dolphins.
I know, but he's walking into the centre of a... Can you imagine walking into a police station? Hi, guys. I'm a pet detective. Got any clues?
Walking in like a bird as well.
No, but what he does do, like when he walks into like the crime scene, within 5-10 minutes, he has solved it.
Yeah, because he thinks like an animal.
It's almost like they go, oh shit, he's a dick, but he has got a point. Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot of things that Jim Carrey does that he does in other films, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like his shtick.
His crossover. You can almost see him playing other... Like, there's a lot of Dumb and Dumber in that. Mm.
Well, I mean, they're all around the same time, aren't they?
Yeah.
So Ace Ventura is what, 94, is it?
I think the year this came out was the year of The Mask, which made him famous, didn't it?
Yeah, so he did.
I've never seen that.
Have you not?
Haven't you?
My dad said yesterday, my dad was like, that's not his best film, like, by a country mile. My dad was like, it's The Mask, and I was like, I've never seen
really? It. Really? No, it's not. It's not his, Mask's not his best film.
I mean, obviously, Lemony Snicket's his best film.
But he had Ace Ventura come out, 94. He had The Mask, and then what else did he have? He had the sequel, When Nature Calls, Batman Forever. I mean, these are all in the 90s. Dumb and Dumber, like he said. Liar, Liar.
I think he was one of the only actors to be in the top, have the top three films of that year. He was that famous thing where he signed himself a check, didn't he, when he was broke, for $5 million. And then a year or two later, he cashed it.
And they could use him as much as they could.
Yeah, he was the guy. He was just...
It's interesting, though, isn't it, how that was obviously the 90s. That was the film that people wanted comedy. They wanted slapstick. They wanted to laugh. They wanted to be entertained. All they want is an hour and 20 of funny slapstick comedy, because that is that whole era of films, really, isn't it?
And then we sort of got into... Maybe more now. We've gotten to superhero films, haven't we? Big, long.
Well, yeah, the longer the better. But then, because Harry Potter started that off in a way, didn't it? They went from an hour and 20 minutes to being two films. It was that long.
3 hours. That Endgame. It's what, 6 hours, isn't it?
It's awful films.
Too long.
I'm glad no one's actually ever suggested an Avengers film, or have they?
There's some in the random draw. I mean, I think they're probably all in the random draw. But then it's quite difficult because, like, in the random draw, a lot of people have said Harry Potter. But what do? Do you put all eight down?
No, you don't. No, because we're not mental.
I love Harry Potter. Like, love it. But I thought if I was to pick Harry Potter, I would have to do it every other week. I'd have to pick all eight. We'd have to watch it.
No, we wouldn't.
You watch the listeners go wild for that. Hi, and welcome to episode 94 of the Harry Potter Cinema Club.
I did think I could do it, but imagine how responsible I would be if it got to the Half-Blood Prince and we were only getting 100 listeners.
I'll tell you what, the synopsis would be a bit tricky, wouldn't it? It does go on.
Yeah.
Oh, they do a spell, but that's not right. And then these other ones come, you're like, oh, come
I
on.
Love them. And it would give us a great excuse to talk about Jack being Harry Potter.
No.
So hold on, where have we got to now in the film? I'm lost.
So he's got a lead on Finkel. So he's found that other picture. Finkel signed in the January transfer window, if they have that in NFL.
Yeah.
And he was the kicker, and he lost the Super Bowl because he got the advice of Dan Marino for laces out.
I don't even know what that means.
Nor do I. I assumed laces out of his shoes, but I think it's the way
laces
the ball faces.
On ball.
Yeah.
So you get a different contact with the ball. If laces are towards you, you're basically kicking against a load of laces. Laces are away, you're kicking against a flat piece of leather.
Laces out. Obviously, Ben's a big NFL player, Jack.
I was a huge kicker in my day.
Ben Finkel.
But yeah, I mean, they named him after me, which is embarrassing. Because I changed my name from Ben Marino to Finkel, thinking no one would recognise me. I think the whole thing is that, because actually in NFL, unlike any other sport, that's all you do, isn't it? Each person's got their one job, and his one job will be kicking. That's it. And he comes out and he messes it up. You had one job. And you fucked it up. All you had to do was kick that bloody ball.
They lost the Super Bowl and it haunted him for the rest of his life. That much so, he ended up in like a medium secure mental hospital.
Shady Acres.
Is that what it's called, Shady Acres?
It is.
Shady Acres. Where are you off to? Shady Acres sounds lovely.
And that's where Ace follows them to. Ace basically gets the lead and he says he needs to get in there to work out what is the crack. And from that, he kind of sees his parents' house and his parents are waiting for him to return home. And he works out that something isn't quite right. There's all these secrets. He obviously doesn't like Dan Marino. He wants to kill Dan Marino.
Yeah.
And Ace clicks on at this point in time that Dan Marino needs to be protected. So he rings up the police department.
No, but he finds the newspaper article, doesn't he, in Shady Acres, saying Lois Einhorn... body was never recovered, doesn't it?
Yes.
So he thinks the detective and Finkel are in it together.
So he decides that he has to protect Dan Marino. So he rings ahead to the police, but he can't tell anyone that the detective is in on it because he doesn't know quite how she is in on it. And then there's that scene of Finkel is Einhorn, Einhorn is Finkel.
It's the dog, isn't it? So he's got the photo of the football team and Finkel's on there and he's trying to come up with a connection, like you said, Cole, of Finkel and Einhorn. He's repeating Einhorn's Finkel, Finkel's Einhorn. And the dog sits on top of the photo, doesn't it? And the ginger hair. The ginger hair goes.
I'd forgotten about
goes
that.
Goes over Finkel.
Goes round the photo and then he goes, ah, that's it. It's her.
Do you know who she is, Ben, by the way?
Sean Young,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, from Blade Runner. I looked her up on IMDb, yeah. I was like, no way.
Amazing in Blade Runner. Amazing look.
Yeah.
But that's a very odd twist. And then the next shot of the detective, Finkel, walking into the place where the dolphins get, and she's walking with the broadest shoulders ever. And it's like, wait, where's this come from? This complete plot twist. Yeah. So then anyway, Ace is onto him. He knows that his job, don't forget, I think the thing that's good about the film is there is a bigger crime going on here. There's a bigger picture and all he is concerned about is returning Snowflake. That is like his number one priority. So he finds out where Dan Marino is being kidnapped, where Finkel is and where Snowflake is. And he gets there and he breaks in.
Because also it's a murder investigation. You have to remember that. Roger Padacta's been murdered, hasn't he? The coach.
I forgot about him.
For bad acting.
That was a good scene, though, when he said, well, she heard the scream inside the
door. Oh, yeah.
And then he opens the door, closes the door. And you can see that he's come up with that.
Oh, yeah.
But that, like, you know where I talk about similarities? I just saw Evan Almighty in that. Not Evan, fucking Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Didn't see Evan, Jesus.
Bruce Almighty.
But that, I just saw Bruce Almighty in that character when he was screaming.
But I suppose that's, he's got a very strong personality and a Jim Carrey film, you want that.
Yeah.
That was his thing. And actually, I'm going to see a Jim Carrey film. I'd like that, please.
Yeah. You're not off to go and see the character Ace Ventura. You are off to go see Jim Carrey.
And that's why inevitably they did so well and then inevitably it stops.
So what did you think of the big showdown then, Jack? We've got guns fighting and fish being flipped.
Yeah, the ending, you mean on the pier?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got Dan Marino, haven't they? They've got him all tied up. Ace bombs in and saves the
day. I love how he got kidnapped. I love how Dan Marino got kidnapped.
Oh, the American footballers just pick him up. He's doing a TV commercial.
Is this a rewrite? Where are we going? Yeah.
He's good, isn't he? He's wasted in American football, Dan Marino.
Well, all the police turn up at the same time, don't they? And they see that Ace is beating the shit out of Einhorn. And they're like, point the guns at him. And they're like, whoa, what are you doing? That's the detective. You're under arrest. And he goes, just hear me out.
It's a man. It's Finkel.
Either it's a man or she's suffering with the worst sort of hemorrhoids I've ever seen. Or something, doesn't he? And spins around.
Oh, well, he tries to take the wig off. He tries to show that he hasn't got women parts, and it all doesn't work. And then, I was sat next to my mum, and when he said that line, it made me give a bit of a shiver down my back.
He spots the bulge that she's tucking between her legs. And then everybody in the police department immediately begins to be sick. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Cutaways of people being... Yeah. That was a bit that just didn't sit with me. The bit that didn't age particularly. I think I'm probably past that humour now. I'm far too mature for it.
I was a bit like, really? That's where we're at the end? I'd forgot about that bit where he goes, the bit at the end. It sort of goes off a bit. Which I know it's a bit of a thin plot anyway, but it goes off towards the end.
But I do wonder if, because it's so extreme of Finkel is Einhorn, they have to kind of, that is their solace. They've got to make that work. And I think that's when it goes a little bit mental. So much so that is then believable.
Mm-hmm. I think it lets it down a bit. Did you not mind that bit, Jack? You thought it was funny?
I think it's funny because of, I don't know, I suppose it's just Carey's reaction. When he's in the shower and he's crying. He burns his clothes. He's got the toothpick. I thought all that was just hilarious, so I don't mind it. Apparently, it did get a lot of bad press about it, actually.
So then again, Ace saves the day, but again, he doesn't seem to get paid by the Miami Dolphins. He just seems to now have a girlfriend, which is the complete cycle of, you know, he's now with Courtney Cox. And it ends in that weird bit of him seeing the albino pigeon.
Yeah.
And then fighting the mascot. End of film.
Yes, they couldn't really find an ending, could they?
Yeah, they couldn't. They couldn't end
There's
it.
There's
that
subplot, isn't there, that's sort of like, it's bubbling away at the beginning of the film, isn't there, that he's trying to find that white bird.
I think that they probably had a plot, had a couple of plots, and then they start filming. He goes off on one.
Yeah. They've
got so much footage. They shoehorn it into some kind of story and go, it will do well anyway.
And it did do well. It had a budget of 15 million. It made over 100 million.
Bloody hell.
Well, shall we see how well it did on the Sofa Cinema Club ratings? But before that, let's just have a quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Jack's told us how well it did at the box office, but how well will it do? This is what it's bothered about. It doesn't care about Oscars,
no,
Grammys,
no.
Box office. It cares about the first rating of 2021, Sofa Cinema Club.
Jim be listening.
Jim is listening. Jim's actually, he's sorry he couldn't make it. I'm going to go, sorry Jim, 6.75.
What?
What?
Yeah.
That's low.
Hang on, Ben. He's gone 6.75. He's got an extra decimal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get that. I get that. I think that's very smart. It's fucked anyway. You fucked it by fucking around Carol Vorderman. Don't ever go at him for 0.75. You fucked it with the 0.23 when you first started
7.5
it.
Yeah. A bit.
You and fucking 7.5. Usain Bolt with your decimal point.
Yes, you and your 100-meter dash. 6.75 cost. But I think you need to explain, because it is your film.
It didn't make me laugh.
Oh, really?
I think a better Jim Carrey film for me to have picked would have been Bruce Almighty. I just don't think it made me laugh as much as I remember it. And I think it was probably a bit more slapstick than I remember it. I don't know. Maybe it's the education from YouTube, but it wasn't the film I wanted it to be.
It's a thin film.
Mm.
It's just him.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to it.
Yeah.
And it's him doing what he's done over 20 different franchises.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is one of his best.
But I would say, for me, Lemony Snicket has more of a story.
Yeah, of course.
And has more going on around
it. Yeah, it does. But
this... than that does. Like, I, don't get me wrong, I love Ace Ventura. Alrighty then. Like, I love all that, but it
the
just...
difference is you have to sort of work out what do you watch a Jim Carrey film for? Do you watch it for a plot? Are you not really bothered that he's in it, just if it's a good film? See, I watch a Jim Carrey film because I want to see Jim Carrey. So when he's not performing up to a level of Dumb and Dumber, Liar Liar, you know, The Mask, Ace Ventura, if it's something like Fun with Dick and Jane, I'm not having fun with Dick and Jane.
I'm sure you have.
Do you know what I mean? It needs...
Yeah, I know exactly.
I watch a Jim Carrey film for Jim Carrey.
What did you remember, Coulson, as to why you picked this film?
I remember Ace Ventura, and I remember...
Good. Well, I'm pleased about that.
You're clever. You're good at this. I remember Ace Ventura, Ben.
You know, like, you know characters, famous characters, when you're talking about Bond and stuff like that, I remember Ace as a funny character, and if it was a film that I could talk about, I wouldn't have spoke about the film that I watched yesterday.
But what? How old were you when you first saw it?
I don't know. I don't know when I last watched it, but it just, it was just a little bit, like, I don't get me wrong, there's still bits that I laughed and I really enjoyed, but I think in terms of where it was for me watching it yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't where I understand, yeah. Yeah, I understand what you mean, yeah.
So I think, am I going to be the lowest rating? Is that what we think? Because you were both very disappointed.
I don't know, we'll see. I might give it, you never know, I might throw a curveball. Ben Marino.
For me, I remember growing up watching this film thinking Jim Carrey was like a god, because I thought he was hilarious and so clever. And I've loved all of his 90s films, all that early Jim Carrey stuff. Really is sort of the happy times of my childhood. I wouldn't exactly say it's my childhood of watching films, but I those were the... If I wanted a laugh, I'd put the Jim Carrey films on. So for me, my rating is going to be...
Ooh, suspense. Hello.
I know, sorry.
You tell you what you're doing. You're working out decimal places.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
Where you're knackered
I am
yourself.
I am working out decimal places. It. I'm going to go 8.4.
Wow.
Yep.
Big. That's big.
Bloody hell, that's big. 8.4.
Yeah.
For Ace Ventura, picked at 8.4.
For me, if I think of comedies, I think of those films. Those are the films that make me laugh. I suppose he's like... Jim Carrey of the 90s is like what Will Ferrell is to like the noughties for most people. Do you know what I mean? So I don't find Will Ferrell particularly funny. I never really have done. I've always gone for like Jim Carrey. And maybe that's an age thing. I don't know. Or growing up. But he was my guy back then. So I'm going to have to go high because I don't see comedy film wise, I don't see anyone else that has done comedy films better than him. So that's why I'm going to have to go 8.4. I mean, it's not Dumb and Dumber. We're talking nines there.
Jesus. This Christmas and New Year has been a heavy one. We've come back with a new 2021 Shepherd who's gone, we're talking
all
nines.
Happy. He's with fairies and everything. He's loving life.
It's just, I think of that genre of a comedy and I don't think you can get better than Jim Carrey for me.
In my rating, I completely understand what Jim Carrey did and the genius behind him. I just think I've seen it better executed. I genuinely think it was better in Lemony Snicket, but that's for me, whereas you won't agree with that. And I think I've probably seen it better in Bruce Almighty.
Okay, yeah.
That's an interesting thing. But both those films are probably more 2000s
yes.
than they are 90s,
yes.
which is interesting. Yeah. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. What about you, Ben?
Thinking about you saying cookie crumbles. That's it. I haven't heard that for a while. Well, of course, the big caveat to the whole of this is I watched it with a child.
Yes.
I watched it with my daughter, who does love it.
Jack has already stated the way to get a good rating off Ben is to pick a film that he can watch with his kids.
Yeah. If you watch it with one of my children, because we did actually together have a laugh. If I'd seen it on my own, it would have got a pretty poor rating. I do find it funny. I can't disagree. There's parts I do find funny. Would I Would it be my go-to film? I did watch it with her. I think I'm just going to go six.
Six.
I'll tell you what gets me a bit is, I suppose, after a while, that shtick for me is kind of a bit done. There's certain scenes that I really go, yeah, they may be, but after a while, the shtick just gets a bit boring for me. I see the shtick. Mm. Everyone else pales in the film and he's on his own. And it all gets a bit thin. Now, look, if I'd seen it as a kid, like my kids do, yeah, I'd love it. But now I'm just a bit older. I go, yeah, okay, he's done those bits, quite funny. And some of it, I'm a bit like, yeah, all right, that's not very funny at all. I do think, actually, he's... What's that film he did, Eternal Sunshine of the Spot?
Oh, yeah. Well, what? That's completely different, isn't it?
Yes, but I actually do think he's a good actor.
Oh, yeah, he is. He is.
I actually do think there's more to him than that.
Isn't he, like, notorious for being quite a big method actor in the way... Doesn't he, like, live in the role and everything?
In some films, he did.
Because didn't he famously make himself ill?
When he did Man on the Moon, when he played Andy Kaufman.
There's a documentary about it.
Yeah, it's a great doc, actually. That's a great doc.
Just about how much level of detail he goes to put himself in a role.
And that was a strange character, Andy Kaufman. I do think he's got... I really do think Carey's got real levels.
Yeah.
Some real depth to him. And I just find that film just a bit thin. I think it's interesting, Coulson, that probably out of this whole ep is that you didn't find it what it was when you first watched it. And Shepherd... I never would have thought I would have seen you give it that rating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting what films mean to people.
He picked a film from my happy sort of period childhood. That's what Coulson did.
Which is...
So all of his films that he watched as a kid were happy childhood films.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that he's now picked one from mine and I've still gone big on the rating.
And because I'm 114... I was already an adult.
We'd have to go back to black and white, wouldn't we, for you?
You'd go back to silent films. I mean, some of the early Chaplin.
Plays.
If you picked that, I'd be 10.
Blood Brothers.
I'd be a 10. Nosferatu, a 10. But it's interesting. I find, you know, I did think about this the other day as a slight segue. Is Christmas, especially at this time, is a time for films. And people watch a lot and have been with lockdown watching films. Mm. And what we watch them for, to cheer us up, watch them as a family. Like I said, we watched The Fugitive at New Year's. Cracking film. Mm. That's 20 years old. Yeah. More. Yeah. Cracking film. Yeah. And it's what, you know, films have a real, have lots of purposes, don't they? What they remind us of, how they make us laugh, it was a happy time for Jack. Mm. There we go.
So the first score of 2021 is...
21, the score you don't hear very often in shows is 21.15. It's not the one that trips off the tongue, is it? It's not Strictly 7. It's and Len, what do you give it? 21.15?
That is ridiculous.
And Bruno?
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. 21.15.
Out of 30. What a way to start 2021. Set groundbreaking. What am I watching next week, boys?
Well,
yes, yeah, well, here we go.
Well, because we've had such a happy beginning to 2021,
oof.
You're now going to be very, very depressed. The film that we are watching, I think you might have seen it, Coles. But we're going back to World War II, black and white movie, Oscar winning.
Schindler's List.
Well done.
There we go.
Seen it in school. It's long. We had to watch it over three lessons.
Yeah. Greg, that's quite a break. What? Over 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Come
yeah.
back next week.
I think I remember liking it.
Do you?
We'll see. That is a proper January film, that, isn't it?
Sit down for the whole of January and watch Schindler's List with us.
So we'll be back here, same time, same place next week, where we're talking all things Schindler's List. Until then, Happy New Year, and we will see you next week. Good night, God bless.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.